This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Legislation that would revamp Missouri's workers' compensation system is on its way to Governor Jay Nixon. The Missouri House passed the bill yesterday on a mostly partisan vote. It would restore occupational disease claims within workers' comp and would bar employees from suing each other over workplace injuries and illnesses. GOP House member Dave Schatz of Franklin County argued it would give Missouri a more business-friendly climate that would be less subject to expensive court judgments.
What we're trying to accomplish here does not spit in the face of families. It's not about big corporate profits. This bill is about putting occupational disease, co-employment liability, back into workers' compensation where it has been for years.
The voters of Columbia.
Opponents say the bill would not fairly compensate victims of illnesses caused by asbestos or other toxins. Governor Nixon vetoed a similar bill last year and has given no indication of whether he'll veto this year's version. Out-of-town visitors to Columbia may soon have to pay more to stay in a hotel. The Missouri House approved a bill by voice measure this week, allowing the city to charge an additional 3% on tax on hotel stays. Columbia Representative Stephen Weber, who sponsored the bill, says the tax would help finance expansion of the Columbia Regional Airport.
The voters of Columbia should be given a choice whether they want to pursue a long-term strategy to expand and remodel the Columbia Airport and increase air traffic from Columbia. In order to do this, we have to bond approximately $17 million, and we're looking for a revenue stream to pay off the bonds without affecting other city services.
The House still needs to conduct a formal roll call vote to move the bill to the Senate. In Columbia, civic leaders and residents continue to voice concerns about plans to classify nearly half the city as a so-called enhanced enterprise zone designed to attract business. KBIA's Sarah Riedel reports from a city council meeting earlier this week.
Known as an EEZ, the state program offers tax incentives to businesses investing in economically depressed areas. 30 Columbia citizens lined up in the City Council chambers Tuesday night to ask questions about the Enhanced Enterprise Zone initiative that was proposed last month. Concerns focused around the use of old census data, eminent domain, and the program's effect on property values. Carol Shoemaker spoke to the crowd. She's the coordinator of the Missouri Department of Development's EEZ program. Shoemaker says she'd like to see the whole state become an Enhanced Enterprise Zone.
Kansas has the entire state of Kansas awarded as an enhanced enterprise zone so that they are able to offer the benefits of their program, and Missouri is just trying to play catch up, basically.
Although there were a variety of concerns expressed by citizens, questions and confusion remained after the meeting. Dean Anderson lives within the area of Columbia that would become an enhanced enterprise zone.
I do have concerns about whether or not this particular strategy is going to be effective at helping lift out areas of the blighted zone that I think need help.
The EEZ board is scheduled to meet March 9th. Sarah Radel, KBIA News.
Budget writers in the Missouri House have approved their version of the 13 bills that make up the state's budget for next year. Committee members eliminated $28 million for a program that aids the blind, but then put $6 million back into it from another source. Republican Ryan Silvey of Kansas City chairs the budget committee.
The money is for people who have too much money to be on Medicaid. So there was some concern about providing a transitional benefit for those that maybe just barely have too much money, but we don't know who those are right now because we don't means test them. So we thought if we put some money aside for a cushion that the department could then develop some sort of means tested program.
That $6 million that was restored to the program's budget would benefit about 600 blind Missourians compared to the 2,800 currently receiving aid. House budget writers also reversed Governor Nixon's proposed cuts to higher education, thereby maintaining current funding levels. The full House will take up the state budget when lawmakers return from spring break, which begins Friday. The city of Columbia wants rental property owners to make their units more energy efficient. KBIA's Samantha Sunny explains the city's first step is to find out how efficient or inefficient those houses and apartments are.
The city of Columbia is using a survey created by three University of Missouri students to gauge the energy efficiency of rental properties. Neighborhood Services Manager Lee Britt says tenants pay utility bills but have no control over how efficient their home is.
That's why this discussion has come up, is that do we need to, as a community, figure out some other ways to encourage rental property owners to find ways to make sure that their property is more energy efficient?
Britt says because tenants do not own the facilities and owners do not pay the bills, Neither is encouraged to invest in making the property more energy efficient.
And so there have been some discussions about, you know, should there be some ordinance changes to require energy efficiency or require some disclosure of energy usage in that unit.
No changes are planned just yet, but Britt says the survey results will inform future discussions. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
Columbia residents who want to buy fresh local fruits and vegetables but have trouble getting to the farmers market will be able to get there more easily by bus starting next month. KBIA's Kaveh Kagazi has more.
A USDA grant of nearly $42,000 awarded to the Columbia Farmers Market will aim to bring in new customers from areas without major grocery stores or fresh produce. The City of Columbia will provide two buses on Saturday mornings with routes going through the campus and downtown areas to the farmers market. Drew Brooks is the city's transportation supervisor.
The working person barely has time to just kind of get on the bus and get home, much less go grocery shopping or anything like that. So I think that is a reality that, you know, shopping and things like that are impacted when the bus system isn't as robust as it needs to be.
Helping people get access to fresh, locally grown food is a goal of Columbia Farmers Market Director Caroline Todd.
The buses didn't come to the market until after 11 o'clock, and we close at noon. That's why we wrote into our grant to get the city bus through the food desert and out to the market early in the morning when it first opens.
The bus routes begin at 7:45 a.m. on April 7th and are open to the public. Kaveh Kagazi, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.
All right, thank you, Jacob, and good morning. It's KBIA, your NPR station.